Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Envy. Everyone else seems to be getting on so easily with going into trance and falling deep without even a single thought. But you? It looks like you're struggling. How can everyone else just seem to have such an easy time going into trance when it takes so much time for you? I wonder how it feels for you to see eyes rolling back, people going limp with just a snap, forgetting things that were said just moments before, even imagining what isn't there, feeling sensations that are mere suggestions, tasting, smelling, and so many other things. Is everyone out there just better? Do they have something that you don't? Do you want to have those abilities, that capability of going into trance so much easier? Do you feel envious of what they feel, what they experience? Do you feel that jealousy bubbling up inside of you sometimes, when all it takes is a snap and they go into trance? Do you feel the frustration when your thoughts aren't nearly as empty as they should be? How can it be so much easier for them? How is it fair that they have all the fun and you don't? How is it equal to have someone else just flutter mindlessly into a state of extreme suggestibility while you're still awake and aware? It's unfair. You want what they have. You can see others having such a good time and you want it too. How? How could we help your mind to experience the same? Because you want it, don't you? You want it so bad, you feel so frustrated by the lack of all those things that they are feeling and you're missing out on. Wouldn't it be nice if all it takes is just a command or a word or a magical phrase that switches off your thoughts? Just like that. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could listen to some voice speaking words that weave through your unconscious and create a sort of lightness in your body and mind, while a heavy relaxation settles and you get slowly pulled down into trance? The more you want it, the more you'll work your hardest to get it. And yet, that can hold you back, because the more focused you are on getting it, the further away it appears sometimes. There is a way. There is a most wonderful technique, a simple word that can help you. And while the word itself is not that complicated, it might take some practice to fully embrace. Then again, envy isn't all bad, because you can be inspired by others. The jealousy you feel allowing for fantasies to form and elaborate on what you see, feel, and hear. But first, let's help you get into a better state. Just for a moment, I'd like you to focus on what you want to feel. Let's begin with just a deep, profound trance. Close your eyes and imagine someone being so deeply hypnotized that they are totally out of it. How would it feel? How would that feel for them? Imagine each and every detail. Maybe start somewhere simple, like would your body be stiff or completely limp? Would it just drop down, or would it stay in place almost like a statue? And no matter which it is, the relaxation that follows from either would surely form deep inside their body. So really, really powerfully focus on that feeling, on that envy, what they feel. Explore in detail what they would be going through. And I wonder what would happen next. After their body is either completely limp or frozen in place, how would their mind feel? Would there be any part left to feel? Would they go into a sort of void, a blankness where thoughts just slow down to a crawl and inevitably disappear, dissipating in the powerful hypnosis that they are experiencing? And you want all of it. You want to feel what they feel. You want to feel the deepest trance. How blank would their mind become? How absent their head of thought? Really imagine each and every detail of how they are hypnotized, how they are open to suggestions, that certain words like drop and blank and empty have such powerful effects. Would they experience a truly empty mind already? And how would their thoughts be to suggestion? Would they become one of those mindless puppets so strongly hypnotized that they do whatever the hypnotist says? Can you imagine how powerfully they would be hypnotized? And like I said before, there is also a solution, a cure for the envy. Gratitude. A simple word with a deep meaning. Right now you are already experiencing trance. You are deeply hypnotized, whether you know it or not. I wonder if you'd even be aware of the shiver that will travel down your spine, tingling and intense or subtle. I wonder how easily you just reacted. And you can appreciate what you have. Be grateful for the things you feel and the way you experience them, as only you have your mind, your unique abilities, your special way of fantasizing and feeling, listening and seeing what you can do. Imagine how nice it would be to go completely blank with a drop of effort. A word that allows your mind to just switch off and go blank, just like that. Could you imagine your eyes just staring almost blindly into the void? Your thoughts so far gone that you barely even remember why you're listening right now. And yet all you know is that you are blank, hypnotized. Very good. Now in a moment, you're going to feel another shiver down your spine, as you're more open to suggestion than you were before. Just blink and realize that you're both awake and in trance, hypnotized, influenced, suggestible. You might be surprised to find out how intense this can become. There's a whole world to explore. Various techniques and inductions, wonderful effects and sensations. And even if you cannot have it all, the things you can are still special and amazing. And I know you will do so. So allow yourself to drop once again, a little deeper, a little more wonderfully letting yourself explore. And in a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows, you can remain so very deep, going even deeper as it continues. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you'll find yourself awakened, possibly with another shiver, just to help you remember how wonderfully open to suggestions you just were. Enjoy.